Montana State News Network.
You don't hear as much about Snapchat being used in crimes as you did a decade ago, but Nick Northern reports a Billings man was still caught using the app to solicit young girls.
A Billings man is facing multiple felony charges after investigators say he used Snapchat to communicate with underage girls during a months-long investigation. Court documents show that 20-year-old Braden James Quisenberry is charged with rape, child sexual abuse, obstruction, and endangering the welfare of children. The case began after a parent reported concerning messages involving a 14-year-old girl, which led investigators to what prosecutors say were additional allegations involving other teens. Quisenberry has pleaded not guilty. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
We'll be watching to see if Montana voters start pressing our congressional candidates this year for more of their plans for fixing Social Security. There's been a little discussion about the looming problem so far in the 2026 campaigns, but as Tracy Taylor reports, it could rise to the top of the list after a new report which suggests the impending collapse of the system is much closer than we thought.
Montanans are closely watching the future of Social Security after a new trustees report found the program's retirement trust fund could run short of reserves by 2032, only 6 years from now. Without action from Congress, benefits could be reduced by about 22%. Many Montana seniors rely on Social Security to help pay for housing, utilities, groceries, and other necessities. Lawmakers continue debating possible fixes as retirees and future beneficiaries await answers. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
And the Great Falls Police Department stepping up patrols in the city's core with the launch of its 2026 Downtown Summer Safety Initiative. Police officials say the targeted effort designed to address disruptive crimes that typically spike during the summer months. To combat the influx, residents and business owners will see increased presence from the department's direct enforcement team, school resource officers, and dedicated downtown officers. This is the Montana State News Network.
All right, son. Time